Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Today we're looking at something I think a lot of you are really curious about. Caffeine pouches. They're kind of blowing up as this
Oh, yeah.
alternative to coffee, right?
I've seen them everywhere.
Yeah, so we've got a ton of info from a website, this website that specializes in snus and caffeine pouch products.
Interesting. So they...
Yeah, so it's an interesting perspective, right?
Yeah.
So you want to know what's in these things, how they work, if they really are like a healthier, faster way to get your caffeine.
Yeah, are they really all they're cracked up to be?
Yeah, are they really the miracle they claim to be? We're going to figure all that out and more.
I'm excited to learn more. It is remarkable how quickly they've kind of just appeared on the scene, right?
Right, yeah.
So there's obviously this demand for this type of product.
Yeah.
But it does make you wonder, like, why is that? Why are they so appealing? And what does that tell us about how our habits are changing?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's start with the basics. What exactly are caffeine pouches?
So imagine like a tiny tea bag or a sachet, but instead of steeping it in hot water, you place it under your lip.
Okay.
And then the caffeine is absorbed through the lining of your mouth, which means it gets into your system so much faster than if you drank it.
Interesting.
That's why people say they feel the effects way faster than with coffee.
Oh, okay. So it's like it's really like a supercharged tea bag, but for caffeine.
Yeah, exactly.
What's actually in these pouches, though?
They usually contain flavored coffee.
Okay.
They often have B vitamins added in and other nutrients. It's kind of like it's more targeted, you know?
Yeah.
A more targeted energy boost compared to your cup of Joe.
Gotcha. Okay, so how much caffeine are we actually talking about here?
The average pouch has about 24 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
Which is roughly a quarter of what you would get in a standard cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely a
more gentle.
Gentle boost, yeah.
Interesting. So it's not just the speed. There's like a difference in the intensity.
Yes, exactly.
Of the caffeine hit, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so why else are they gaining so much traction? Is it purely just a convenience thing?
Convenience is definitely a big factor, especially in our fast-paced world.
Yeah.
But there's also the element of choice.
Okay.
This website really highlights the incredible variety of flavors.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
You can find everything from
pretty wide.
Fruity, minty,
yeah.
To even coffee-flavored pouches.
Wait, coffee-flavored pouches?
Coffee-flavored pouches.
So you get the taste of coffee without actually drinking it. That's so crazy.
Right.
It's interesting.
And that really speaks to this, you know, level of customization that people want.
Right.
It's not a one-size-fits-all anymore. You can fine-tune your caffeine experience to match your exact preferences.
Yeah.
And that's not all.
Another point the website brings up is that caffeine pouches have actually been really helpful for people who are trying to quit smokeless tobacco.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so it's not just about the energy boost.
Yeah.
But it could potentially be a way to break a bad habit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Are there any downsides to these things?
Of course. Right.
Yeah.
So while that quick absorption and the variety are huge pluses, it is important to remember that the caffeine content per pouch is lower than a full cup of coffee.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you're looking for a really strong jolt, you might need
Multiple pouches. And then I'm guessing probably like not the most cost effective option either.
So. You're right.
Yeah.
If you break it down by milligrams of caffeine, pouches can be more expensive than traditional coffee.
Right.
And then there's the environmental impact of all that single use packaging.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is some trade-offs to consider there for sure. But what about like the big question? Are they safe?
So the website really emphasizes that they're generally considered safe for adults when they're used as directed.
Okay.
However, they do mention a few things to keep in mind.
Okay, like what? Lay it on me.
They advise caution for people with certain medical conditions. And obviously, they're not recommended during pregnancy or breastfeeding.
Yeah, that seems pretty standard for any caffeine product.
Right.
But what about the risk of cancer? I mean, that always comes up with stuff like this.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. And the website addresses that head on. Based on current research, they argue that coffee itself is unlikely to cause cancer.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And in fact, some studies even suggest it might actually reduce
Really?
The risk of certain types. Yeah.
That's good. But I thought coffee like contained potentially harmful compounds.
You're right. There's acrylamide.
Yeah.
It forms during the coffee roasting process.
Okay.
However, the website kind of dives into this and explains that while it's classified as a potential carcinogen, studies haven't actually linked like dietary acrylamide intake to cancer.
Interesting. So like the small amount present in coffee, it's not a big worry.
Exactly. Yeah. The scientific consensus seems to be that the levels are too low to be harmful.
Okay, that's reassuring. But what about age restrictions? It just seems like these pouches could be really appealing to, like, a younger crowd.
And this is where things get interesting.
Oh.
The website clearly states that there are no age restrictions on caffeine pouches, unlike...
Wow, so, like, literally anyone can buy these?
Technically, yes.
Wow.
But they immediately follow that up with stressing the importance of responsible use.
Right, of course.
They point out there's no proven safe caffeine dose for children.
Yeah.
And they even cite pediatrician recommendations to avoid caffeine entirely for children under 12. And then older children and teens should limit it to 100 milligrams.
Okay, so even though there aren't, like, legal restrictions, the message is clear. Like, these are not...
Yeah, they're not for kids.
Not for kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
They even bring up the example of GNC.
Okay.
The supplement retailer.
Yeah.
They have an 18-plus policy on all their energy drinks.
Oh.
It's not a universal rule, but it shows this growing awareness about the risks.
Right. For sure.
Of caffeine for younger people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've learned a lot. These pouches are a quick, convenient, customizable way to get a boost.
Yeah.
But there are those trade-offs to consider.
Right.
Especially, like we just said, for younger folks.
Yeah, definitely.
So in part two of our deep dive, we're going to explore some of the broader implications of this whole trend and what it says about how our relationship with energy and convenience is changing.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So stay tuned.
So, you know, picking up where we left off.
Yeah.
Let's kind of dig into this. Ease of online ordering.
Right.
It's not just the convenience.
Right.
It's opening up all these choices that you might not find.
Right.
At like your local.
At the store.
Convenience store.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like stepping into like a virtual caffeine pouch emporium.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you get on there and you're like.
So many.
Whoa, there are so many. It's a little overwhelming.
It can be. Yeah. And that ties directly back into something we talked about before. That desire for customization.
Right.
They're not just about a quick hit.
Right.
They're about tailoring the experience to your individual preferences.
Yeah. You want it's like a tropical fruit flavor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want coffee. You got it.
Wild.
I know.
It's almost like I don't know, the craft beer movement, but for caffeine.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. Speaking of those, like, unique options, did anything in the website, like, stand out to you?
You know, one section really caught my eye. It talked about how they're kind of becoming this game changer for mental and physical performance.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's not just about staying awake.
Right. It seems like it's more than that.
Yeah.
They're positioning them as a way to enhance focus, boost stamina, and even improve athletic performance.
Wow. Okay, that's a pretty bold claim.
It is.
Do they back that up?
Well, they mention that their pouches are tested under the Informed Sport Program, which is a global certification program that makes sure that supplements and products are free of banned substances.
Right, right.
So it's a way for athletes to know that what they're consuming is safe and won't, you know.
Won't get them in trouble.
Yeah, disqualified from competition.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, so that adds like a layer of legitimacy.
Yeah.
But I'm still kind of curious about the science behind it all.
Yeah.
Is there research showing that like specifically caffeine pouches can do all this stuff?
That's the million-dollar question right there. And I think it really deserves further exploration.
Yeah.
You know, we know that caffeine can enhance alertness and cognitive function.
Right, yeah.
But how it's consumed and how that affects physical performance.
Right.
We need more research.
That makes sense. It's like they're almost creating this, like, whole new...
They are. It's a hybrid between energy drinks and... I don't even know.
I don't know either. It's weird.
I know.
It is uncharted territory.
Yeah.
Which I guess is what makes it so...
It is.
Interesting. Are they a passing fad?
Yeah.
Or is this like a fundamental shift?
I know. It makes you wonder.
In how we think about caffeine.
It really does.
I think it's clear, though, that like marketers really tapping into something powerful here, you know? This, like...
Just desire.
Desire for these quick, personalized solutions.
Yes.
To all the demands of modern life.
Yeah. And don't underestimate that psychological aspect either.
Oh, of course not.
You know, it's not just about the caffeine. It's about
the ritual.
Ritual, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The sensation. The
feeling of being in control.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a big one.
It is. It's like this little pick-me-up ritual, like a little self-care moment.
Okay. Yeah.
And that speaks to this, I feel like, this broader trend we're seeing anyway.
Totally.
Is like search for these small, manageable ways to like cope with stress.
Yeah.
And keep that sense of well-being.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So these pouches, it's like there's this little microcosm of our current cultural landscape.
Yes. They reflect our need for speed.
Right.
Efficiency and control.
Yeah.
Even with something like
basic is caffeine.
Caffeine, I know.
Which then leads us to, like, I think, a really important question.
Okay.
What are the long-term implications of all this?
Right.
If we're becoming so reliant.
Yeah. Are we sacrificing
quick fixes? Are we missing out on something?
Yeah. Are we losing touch with our more natural rhythms?
Yeah. That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's one that we're going to keep exploring.
Okay.
In part three.
Okay.
So join us as we unpack all those ideas and consider what the future might hold for our relationship with energy and convenience.
So good.
Welcome back, everyone,
for
the final part of our deep dive into caffeine pouches.
It's been a journey.
It has. It has. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From what's in them, how they work, their growing popularity, potential benefits, potential downsides.
Right.
It's time to, like, zoom out now, I think.
Yeah.
And look at the big picture. The big picture.
What does this rise of caffeine pouches tell us about how our relationship with energy and convenience is changing?
Such a great question.
In modern life, you know?
Yeah. It does seem like we're constantly seeking ways to optimize and control our energy.
Right. Energy levels. Yeah,
exactly. Like, we want to get that boost when we need it and how we need it.
Exactly. And fast.
Yeah.
Without any hassle.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Coffee, you know, that takes time.
Yeah.
Energy drinks, they're often...
Yeah, they're big and sugary. And
yeah.
Yeah, pouches offer that.
They do.
Like quick solution.
Yeah, discreet. They just fit into our...
Our on-the-go lifestyles.
Yeah, busy lives.
Yeah, it's almost like we're treating energy.
It is, yeah.
Like a commodity.
Yeah, something to be
so
consumed and managed.
Yeah, it's like any other...
It's like our finances.
Or resource,
our time.
It does. It makes you wonder about the sustainability of all of this. Like, right. Are we becoming too reliant on these external sources of energy? Are we losing touch with our body's natural rhythms? You know, those natural energy fluctuations.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's it makes me think of slow, sustainable energy versus quick burning fossil fuels.
Oh, yeah. You know? I love that.
Are we just relying on...
the caffeine equivalent of fossil fuels?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
So, I mean, where do we go from here? Are we all just going to turn into these caffeine pouch zombies? Chasing that next hit, you know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the key is awareness.
Okay.
Right? We have to be mindful of our caffeine consumption.
Of course, yeah.
And its effects on both our bodies and our minds. Oh. It's about making...
Informed choices. And maybe, like... rediscovering the value of those slower, more natural sources of energy, sleep,
good food,
stress
management,
all those things we kind of know we should be doing.
We do. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I mean, true energy comes from a holistic approach, right?
It does. Not just from
a quick fix.
Yeah. A quick fix. Yeah. It's about balance.
Yeah.
You know, these pouches can have their place, but they shouldn't be like a crutch.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's a good reminder that, like, I don't know, true energy really does come from within.
It does.
Not just from something you consume.
I think on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive.
Yeah, I think we've explored the world of caffeine pouches.
Pretty thoroughly.
Their appeal, their downsides, and what they tell us about, you know, how we live our lives today.
Our modern lifestyles, yeah.
Remember to be an informed consumer.
Yes, always.
Weigh the pros and cons.
Yeah.
Consider your needs.
Yeah.
Your preferences.
Make choices that align with your well-being.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And if you do decide to give these pouches a try, use them responsibly.
Think about the impact on your health and on the environment.
Of course.
And maybe most importantly, don't forget to cultivate those other sources of energy.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the more sustainable ones that are available to us.
Yeah. Excellent point.
Yeah.
All right. So there you have it, folks.
The caffeine pouch phenomenon.
A fascinating look into how our relationship is changing with energy and convenience.
And ourselves.
And maybe, yeah, ourselves.
Well,
thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Until next time.
Stay curious.
And stay energized.